www.thebigpicturedistrict.com or at 561-833-3753.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
People want to prosper financially, but you're stingy. Oh, I woke something up right there. I said, but you're stingy. You're concerned about many things. You're afraid that you'll lack. That's no way to live. I said, that's no way to live. You want to get out of debt. You want to get out of that mess, but yet you're stingy. You know what stingy is. Anybody not know what stingy is? All of us know what stingy is, right? You're afraid to trust God. But his formula, his principle to get out of one place into another, give and it shall be given. But the economy, economy ain't nowhere in that verse. If the economy's strong, give and it shall be given. That's the way we act. You see, it's not even out of your abundance that you get. Well, when I get mine, no, it ain't about that. It's about you giving. It's the measure of sacrifice. If you got a lot, you ought to be giving a lot. Hello, if you've got a lot, then when we're in a project like this and that, and you just want to give the minimal, God's not pleased with your sacrifice. It's true. That woman that was by the treasury and all the rich gave, they put in out of their wealth. That woman came and threw two mites in there. And Jesus beheld her and called his disciples for a quick lesson. He said, see the woman that is thrown in? She's given more than all of them, because she gave out of her need. You want a breakthrough? Listen, you want a breakthrough in your finance or in any realm? Let me say this way. The only way out of this life, the only way that I could really get out of this life to another life is I have to die. Unless God just translate me. He's able to do that. But as a rule, you have to die. You ain't going nowhere unless you die. Come on, don't be afraid. Ain't nobody dying.
Oh, I don't know.
No, you ain't going nowhere unless we do your funeral. Your spirit gonna be right here with us. So in order to get out of anywhere where you are, financially, socially, relationally, there's got to be some dying to something. You got to die to your stubborn ways, your rebellious ways. You got to die to something in order to resurrect to something else. Otherwise, you're doing the same thing, trying to get different results, and they say that's crazy. It is. It's just downright crazy. Wanting different results, doing the same things. But we are blessed. We are built and designed all the potential to attract God's affection and attention. Number three, in the 10 dimensions of man's call, number one, we're created by God. Number two, we're blessed by God. Number three, God speaks to us. Isn't that amazing? The sovereign of the universe. My goodness, what is man? You are mindful of him. Everyone in here that is born again, and even some people that are not saved, sometimes God will give them a dream about something. He gave Pharaoh a dream. But how many know God is speaking to people? Hello? I said God is speaking, but are we listening? Are we capable of hearing? Where it says in Revelation, let him that hath an ear to hear. Hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. God is speaking to his bride. God is speaking. Amen. Sometimes it's not in an audible voice. As a matter of fact, when God would come to talk to Adam, he would come into the garden in the cool of the day. And the word says that he could hear the voice of the Lord God walking. And the voice of the Lord God was walking in the garden. I'll say it again. The voice of the Lord God was walking in the garden. See, the Lord came on consistent occasions. The Lord came into Adam's habitat. Now remember, when Adam was created, he was created from the dust of the ground. Another distinction between man and angels, angels were created from nothing. Man was created from the dust, and he became a living soul with the breath of God. But when he was created, he was empty. There was no past to haunt him or to build upon or to, you know, have as a reference point, you know, yesterday. None of that. So God would come down in the garden in the cool of the day, and he'd walk with Adam, and he'd talk to him, and Adam would listen. And God was imparting to Adam his nature. Do you understand? That's why God would come down. He was imparting to him his nature because Adam was to have dominion. Now, the problem was God would have to do this on a consistent basis because in the atmosphere was evil. The devil was there. God knew it. The devil was there lurking, looking for an opportunity to seize upon the authority that he once had. So he would watch, man, but God would come and he would talk to Adam. And he put so much of his nature into Adam that he told Adam, now name the animals. And Adam had such the mind of God that he was able to speak nature into the animals. And the animals became what he said. You see, man cannot live by bread alone. You can't hear the word of God once a month, every first Sunday, every Easter and every Christmas, and think you're going to have God's nature. No, you're loudly full of the devil. I'm not saying you're not saved, but the devil got your mind, got you worried about stuff, got you trying to figure out stuff God already took care of, got you on a wild goose chase trying to find your blessing when you're already designated to be blessed. But see, you got to have a consistent intake of the word. Man cannot live by bread alone, but by the word of God. Some of us want to go higher, get deeper in the word. Some of us want more of God, go to his word. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the Word became flesh. That same thing holds true today. You can't be ill-equipped today, just every now and then casually. That's what's wrong with the church in the West today. Lack of commitment, lack of sacrifice. It's about you more than it is about God. Amen. Hello? You know, you don't get too spiritual. What's too spiritual? Too spiritual when you become no earthly good. But see, you got it all wrong. You twisted then. The more spiritual you get, the more earthly good you become. The more discerning you become. The more powerful you become. Jesus was spiritual. Did plenty earthly good. But you know, the devil gives us little phrases like that. So spiritual minded, no earthly good. Where is that in the Bible? See, because when you really start moving into these dimensions, some folk gonna separate themselves from you. Some folk that were your running buddies ain't gonna run no more. They ain't gonna answer their cell phone. They ain't gonna come around. They'll persecute you. Because see, it's not about flesh and blood. It's not even about buddies. It's about spirit entities that you will face when you start sojourning in the spirit dimensions. Amen. Because we wrestle not with flesh and blood. That's why you can remain kind to people, but know that they carry a devil. I'm not fighting them, but that devil, when he comes close, I'm going to bind him up. He's not going to be acting like no fool. He ain't going to be taking advantage of me. You bind that devil, and that person be your best friend. Listen, the devils need to be subject to you. They ain't going to all the time get out of your territory, but while they're around, they better be subject. Hello? You have power to tread on them. God created you like that. You have power and authority over them. All confusion has to cease. All evil has to cease. Tell somebody, I ain't letting it happen on my watch. You can speak life over your children, over your household, over your community. Amen. And then you hit something in the spirit. People talk about generational curses. The book stopped when you got saved. It's just your mind still messed up. Devil give you a little pain in your leg and you think what grandpa had you got. Not if you saved. Well, there are 5 people died of cancer in my family. So, you know, the devil is a lie. I've been redeemed by the blood. I'm washed in the blood. There's a bloodline here. Cancer can't cross that. Tell somebody, I'm going to die a ripe old age. Full of years, full of joy, satisfied. Got cancer over your head because great grandma died of that. That was back then. This is now. I understand my covenant right. I've been healed by his stripes. I've been delivered. Hello, you got to make that declaration. You can't be, amen, double mile, you know. In church, you say that until you get home and feel the pain. My arthritis, you're just claiming Arthur. You better tell Arthur, you've been around a long time, but you better get out of here now. I don't care what I feel like. I ain't claiming you. The devil is a lie. God didn't give me that in the covenant. He's not Jehovah arthritis. Jehovah cancer. No. Jehovah Rapha. The God that heals. Come on, get it in your mouth. Tell somebody, get it in your mouth. Come on, get it in your mouth. Get it in your mouth until you start driving stuff out of your atmosphere. Driving stuff out of your environment. Driving stuff out of your body. Driving stuff out of your mind. Come on, you can drive it out. Listen, there's a militant spirit. I said there's a militant spirit. It's not there's the lamb and there's the lion. Lions don't meow. Here you talking about some meow. Kittens meow. Lions roar. You got a lion in you. The Lion of Judah. You got to understand when to stand up and say, I'll take no more. I'm not putting up with it anymore. And let them say you ain't acting like a Christian. Well, tell them, this is a side of Christianity you don't understand. God didn't make me your doormat. He didn't make me your punching bag. He didn't make me your yes man. I serve God. My life is dedicated to him. And you standing in the way. You can't build nothing on the opinions of men. How many popular you are. Men pleasers. Those would be the very ones walk away with you, away from you in the day of battle. There's a commercial, this guy is moving. It's a Comcast commercial. You seen it. He calls all his buddies. Lady was doing some shopping. She says, oh, I'm at home sick. Guy playing video games looking at the phone. Says, I ain't even gonna answer. People do like that. You try to please people. You better seek to please God and serve him and let him connect you to the right people. All of us are imperfect, flaws, but God will connect you to the right people. Not just anybody. You can't build off a crowd. It's people that are dedicated first to God.
Thank you for joining us as we continue in part 2 of 10 Dimensions of Man's Call. Genesis 1:28 declares, and God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful, and multiply, and replenish the earth, and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. The fourth dimension of man's call is, God has commanded us to be fruitful. Man was to reproduce what God has poured into him. Every animal produces after its own kind, but man didn't bring the seed into maturity.
This is Trevor Banks again, and I'd like to invite you to visit us tonight at Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. Our services begin at 7:30 p.m. Come and join us for great music, anointed preaching, and warm fellowship. We're located just off US 1 at 405 Exoria Avenue in beautiful Fort Pierce, Florida.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll-free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.